The council will have to vote on agreements with the Republican National Committee and with the federal government. The latter deal spells out how the city would use $50 million in federal funds for security. Some Democratic council members have said they don't support the city's bid, calling President Trump and the Republicans too divisive and hostile to minorities, immigrants, and women. But Mayor Vi Lyles has defended her push for the convention, and she's been joined by the council's two Republicans and several Democrats, including James Mitchell Jr. Mitchell says he thinks Charlotte has an edge after its experience hosting the 2012 Democratic National Convention.
And I just think it'd be a big win for us. I mean, we'll be the fourth city to be able to host both of them. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, but as chair of economic development, I've been the biggest cheerleader for Charlotte. I'm going to remain that way.
Likewise, Democratic Councilmember Greg Phipps says he thinks the city should follow through on the bid.
I think it's give us an opportunity to have divergent views to be debated and discussed. You know, I mean, I don't know what all the hoopla is really about.
All that hoopla has intensified over the past week after at-large Democrat Braxton Winston called for a public debate. Democrat Luana Mayfield says she's voting no. She says constituents in her heavily minority district in and around Uptown don't like what they're hearing from the Trump administration.
If this was a different convention, that I would not have as much concern. But when I look at the majority of my community and the fact that it is very diverse, and there are also a large number of women within my community, that there is concern as far as the language that comes out of this administration. I have no idea. We'll find out on Monday. I can only commit for my vote.
It's not clear whether there are enough votes to reject the contracts. Besides Mayfield, Democrat Justin Harlow has come out against the idea, and Winston has expressed his concerns. But at least five council members support the RNC bid. Besides Mitchell and Phipps, they include Mayor Pro Tem Julie Eiselt and Republicans Tarek Bokhari and Ed Driggs. The three other Democrats haven't said how they'll vote. The RNC is expected to announce the 2020 host city next week. Only Charlotte and Las Vegas are in the running. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.